You have just tuned in to the Save Our Black Boys radio program, an informational program using Bible-based principles, research findings, and educational news with practical tips to help our black sons move from failing and mediocre grades to excellent grades. Now here's your host, Jacqueline Galloway Blake.
Welcome, listeners, and especially parents. This program is for you. Our topic today is how to increase student success. Listeners, especially parents, are you concerned about the academic achievement of your child? Are you curious about the academic quality offered at your child's school? Has your child ever been suspended from school? Do you know where to find the suspension rate for your child's school, broken down by ethnicity and gender? Do you know the graduation rate at your child's school? If you're concerned about any of these questions, then you don't want to miss our program today. We're so happy to have as our guest the Deputy Superintendent of Schools at Pomona Unified School District, Ms. Stephanie Baker. Thank you so much, Ms. Baker, for being our guest today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
I had the privilege, listeners, of attending a school board meeting at Pomona Unified School District last week, and I was amazed at the success rate report that was printed and communicated to those in attendance. Their school has achieved phenomenal success in many areas, and today we want to specifically zero in on two of them, the graduation rate and the suspension rate. Now, Ms. Baker, I noticed in your report that one of the goals of your school is to improve the academic quality of your school and students. So why is that so concerning to you?
Well, in Pomona Unified School District here in California, first of all, we do have 41 schools. We serve over 23,000 students, very diverse in terms of their population and their needs. And so it is very important for us as we've looked at the goals that we've set over the last 9 years under our current superintendent to ensure that we were increasing the access to college and career and decreasing the achievement gap, especially for our Latino and African American students. One of the primary places to start, which then would involve everyone from preschool through 12th grade, all of our over 1,400 teachers, was if we focused on college readiness. College readiness meaning high school graduation first for college readiness. And then, of course, decreasing suspensions and expulsions because we want to ensure that students are indeed at school. The data tells us that students who are absent from school, whether it's because of illness, even from kindergarten, the data says that if a student has been absent from kindergarten 17 days during their kindergarten year, they're more likely to not graduate from high school on time just by being absent from school.
And that's at the kindergarten level?
That's at the kindergarten level. Data has been, a cohort study was conducted, and that data was determined across the nation that kindergarten attendance has an impact on graduation rate.
That's phenomenal.
So as a pre-K-12 district, it was important for us to tackle time that students spend in school, whether it's absences in kindergarten because they're ill or whether it's absences in secondary school because they've been suspended. We know that the best place for students to be during the day and to ensure their readiness for high school graduation and college and career success is at school.
So I see now why you focused on the suspension rates and the attendance rates, because there is a correlation, and the graduation rate. There's a correlation between suspension rates, attendance rates, and graduation rates.
Absolutely.
And everybody wants their child to graduate.
Yes, we don't want them just to graduate. We want them to succeed in life. So we don't say we want them to graduate from high school college ready. We want them to be college completion, college and career successful. And so those are the things that we look at when we say decreasing suspension, decreasing expulsion. That has to do with behaviors, not just on the student's part, but on the school's part as well. And so how we tackled that is what was important for us in terms of decreasing simultaneously. I think you can't decrease suspension and expulsion and not increase graduation rate, or vice versa.
Okay, so we know here at Save Our Black Boys, and I'm sure educators across the nation know, that African-American students are disproportionately represented in suspension rates, for example. And of course, boys more so than girls. So do you have any data on your school or anything that was going on across the nation? We know it's disproportionate.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up proportionality. And one of the things of the federal government, and when you talk about what parents can do, what they can find out, is they can find out whether or not their district or their state has been identified by the federal government as significantly disproportionate. That disproportionality focuses specifically on the number of students who are overrepresented and identified for special ed. In our school district in the state of California, we found that our African-American students was one student group that was overrepresented to be identified in special education. We know also, I'm sure your listeners know, that often students are encouraged to be pushed into special ed when perhaps that really isn't the best placement for them. But that's the easiest sometimes for us as schools. Let's just be dismissive and say, he can't sit still. It's an emotional disturbance, ED, and ultimately that student then is placed in special ed. So that's one thing that parents can do, is look to see if their district or state has been identified as significantly disproportionate. If so, that means then that that school district or that state must be doing specific things to close those gaps and to minimize students being identified for special ed. Again, it gets down to, can we meet their needs? How well are we meeting their needs in the classroom so that we're not sending them out? They're missing instruction. They're missing opportunities to learn how to socialize and behave in ways that are most meaningful for their success and most appropriate for in a school setting. So finding that information is very critical. Parents can be and are expected to be members of many advisory councils. If a school or a district is significantly disproportionate, then that means that there is a council. There is some committee now that has been formed, and the law requires that there are parents representing other parents on those on that council. It's the same thing for a school site. Every school in the nation that receives any federal funding, and pretty much every public school in the nation does, is required to have a school site council. And at the school site council, there must be parent representation. School site councils make decisions about programs. They make decisions about how funds are being spent at their school. And those decisions must be, certainly should be, based on what the data is telling them. So ask to see the student achievement data, but not just the student achievement data. Here in California, because we have a new funding formula, the requirements that used to only include student success and student achievement in English, language, arts, and math in terms of data that school districts were responsible for has increased. It now includes attendance. Are we closing the achievement gap regarding attendance? It now includes decreasing suspensions and expulsions and other factors that have to do with college and career readiness and success. So ask your school, may I be a part of the school site council? And even if you aren't a member of the school site council, ask to see the minutes, because the meetings should be held monthly, and every decision that's made should be responsive to the data. And if a school is only looking at the English, language, arts, and math data, and not also looking at achievement, suspension data, and not also looking at attendance data, and if it's a high school, not also looking at graduation rate, that's the where you want to push them to now take some time to analyze that data and make decisions about programs and strategies that are being used or that could be used in a better way to meet the needs of their child.
Listeners, did you understand all of that? She gave us so much great information, and we're so happy to have a specialist, Stephanie Baker, Deputy Superintendent of Pomona Unified School District, and we are broadcasting here in sunny and hot California. Let's take a break, parents. I want you to get a pencil. And when we come back, I'm going to ask our specialist to break it down a little bit. And so I want you to number the questions that you're going to ask. Let's take a break.
The holidays are approaching. Books make great gifts. Giving books shows that you value literacy. So why not plan to give at least one book to each child on your holiday gift list? Shop for African American and Black history books online at brownssbooks.com. Brown Sugar and Spice Books specializes in true stories about people of color. Gift wrapping is available. So shop for African American books from an African American owned company. Brown Sugar and Spice Books offers over 600 African American and multicultural books and unique Afrocentric gift items for all ages. Shop online at www.brownssbooks.com. Make the holidays extra meaningful by giving a book.
Welcome back, listeners. Our topic today is how to increase student success, and we're talking about suspension rates and graduation rates in particular. Our guest, Stephanie Baker, who's the deputy superintendent. Now, she just gave us a whole lot of information. Parents, here are things you should ask at your school. She talked first about significantly disproportionate regarding graduation rate, regarding suspension rates.
Regarding special education placement.
Okay.
Right.
So are more children of color, for example, being placed in special education proportionately than non-Black students?
Yes. And the answer to the question overall in this nation is yes.
Yes. And that's why we have Save Our Black Boys Radio, because they are disproportionately more children of color, especially African-American children, are being placed in special ed. So is that a question that the parents should ask, and to whom should they ask that question?
That's probably a question for the district. Schools are not typically identified as significantly disproportionate by the federal government. It is a school district. So ask that question at the school district level. Certainly the school should be able to answer that question. But it's the school district data level that is captured and used. And I think what's real important when we think about significantly disproportionate, while it is around special ed, the factors are often those factors that extend much further than special ed. Because if you were to ask me about the suspension and expulsion rate, is there a gap between students of color, African American in particular, and others? Answer across the nation, a resounding yes. So significant disproportionality is just something that's called out by the federal government. There's funding, by the way. There is funding that is attached to that. It means then that a school district has to take 15% of the funds that it was putting into special ed and now use that 15% for students who are not special ed. So parents, your child who is not yet special ed and who you do not want to be, should not be identified as special ed, there's a good news if the school district has been identified as what we call SIGDIS, the short term for it, because now there's funds. No one can tell you there's no money at the district level to put in programs that will meet the needs of students, of all students, whether they are highly academically achieved, successful, or whether they are behavioral challenged. There are now funds. So the good news is 15% of special ed funds now have to be used for all students. So for example, in my school district, and I am being very transparent when I say that Pomona Unified School District was identified as significantly disproportionate many years ago. It made us take a look at who are those students? Why were they there? In our case, our enrollment kept declining, so that proportion increased even though our enrollment was declining. We still only had 27 students in the entire district who were African American who were emotionally disturbed. We dropped it down to 25, but because our enrollment kept declining, we still were identified as significantly disproportionate. But we decided to make that work for us and not let a label work against us. And so it meant, what creative programs can we bring into our schools that would filter down into the classrooms. So one of the programs that we brought in was PBIS, Positive Behavior Intervention Systems. That is a national program that teaches students and teachers the positive behaviors. Often what happens when students are suspended, and here in California, and I don't know what the code is in other states, but in California it's 48900, letter K, and it is suspended for disrupting school activities. Well, depending on, that could range anything from a fight, which clearly is a disruption, to I kept raising my hand because I didn't have a pencil and it's disrupted the school activities. And so that broad term has been misused quite a bit. And so having to now focus on all students, meant let's teach everyone the positive behaviors. So often if a teacher is saying, Dante doesn't walk down the hall without touching all the doors and putting his hands on the walls and so forth and so on. Well, maybe Dante needs to learn how to do that. And that's not something that he's learned to do at home. So we teach those positive behaviors in PBIS. Schools and teachers and students decide what it should look like. What does positive behavior in the lunchroom look like when we're finished with our food, how we empty our trash, when it's time to go out to the playground? What does positive behavior? And so those types of behaviors are positively determined at the school level with students and teachers involved and then taught. So that students have the skills now, teachers also have an expectation that's reasonable based on the children's age and what's developmentally appropriate and specific to that school, that classroom, that cafeteria, that playground.
Thank you. So listeners, our guest, Deputy Superintendent Stephanie Baker, talked about PBIS, which is a national program. Please write that down, PBIS, which stands for Positive Behavior
Interventions and Support.
It's a national program. You can go to your school and ask, do we have PBIS?
Or do we have a program that's comparable to PBIS? Because there are others as well.
Okay, but the goal is to teach positive behaviors.
Correct.
To reduce suspension rates.
Correct, because so often we focus on the negative behavior. We have not clearly defined what positive behavior
should
look like.
So if your child has been suspended, parent, this is very important for you to be aware of. So you're going to ask your school what positive behavior interventions they have existing currently at the school. If they don't have any, you can certainly recommend and say PBIS, Positive Behavior Intervention Strategies.
Support.
Okay. Now, so that's one question that parents and listeners, I hope you're writing these down. Number two, our guests talked about SIGDIS. So you're going to let them know that you know some of the educational jargon. SIG, S-I-G, stands for significantly.
Correct.
And DIS is for disproportionate.
Correct.
Representation of children, specifically for this show, representation of children of color in special ed classrooms.
Correct.
Now, what can a parent do if their child, if they've been told by the school your child is disruptive, your child is not focused, he's behind his schoolwork, and we're recommending special ed, and you don't think he should be in special ed? That's another question for another person.
That's a question probably for another show. And I'd be glad to answer it for you. But if we want to focus on the graduation rates and the suspension rates, I think the better question is, what can we, for this show, is what can a parent do when their child has been just what sometimes is referred to as frequent flyers? These are the students who frequently are flown to the office by the teacher because they've been disruptive in any number of ways. And then especially for African-American students and boys is defiant, because that's such a relative term. What is defiant? Thus, you see the importance of defining what does positive behavior clearly look like. So I think that if a parent's child has been frequently sent to the office, frequently targeted as disruptive, as needing either to be, because out of the classroom time, parents, whether it's because they were suspended and they're out of school, or whether they're sent out of their class to the teacher's class next door to have a timeout, or whether they are sent to the principal's office where they're on an in-school suspension, or they just have to spend some time in the office, that is time away from instruction. And time away from instruction is what impacts the graduation rate. So we want to keep students in class, not just at school, in class, where the teacher hopefully is providing instruction that is relevant, that is culturally responsive, and that is at the grade level and helping their child. This is wonderful. I hope you're taking notes. Our guest is the deputy superintendent of a very successful school district here in California. And regarding suspension rates, listeners, her district over the past 5 years had a decrease in their suspension rate. It dropped from 7.4% to 3.8. That's like half. With all student groups experiencing declines.
Yes, we're very proud of that. It was a lot of hard work that was, that parents played a significant role in. Teachers played a significant role in. Our partners, like the PBIS folks, our partners at the National College Resource Foundation, which is the Black College Expo, if that's located in one of your cities or a city close to you, just connect everyone on the team. Everyone. It takes a village, and the school district alone is not the village. It is the community. It is the parents. It is the churches. It is the local colleges. It is the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club, all taking a collective response to ensuring that these targets were met. And so we can't take sole credit for these successes. It was all of our partners working together.
Thank you. So again, Ms. Baker, can a parent go to the district office and ask what is the suspension rate for this district?
Absolutely. And you probably don't even need to take your time to go to the district office. Every state, I'm sure, like California, has a website where all of that information is housed. Again, many states get their funding, a lot of their funding from the federal government. So a lot of these things are required. So I probably would, you know, if you don't have the time to go to the district office and not know who to speak, just fool around on your state's website and look for whether they use a system called DataQuest. That's here in California, but I believe that DataQuest is across all states. And you can go right online and you can probably even Google your school district. Just put in your school district's name and put suspension rate, put graduation rate, and it will probably pop right up.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk more specifically about the graduation rates and how you can get in touch with our speaker, our guest. Maybe you'd like for her to come to your school district or to your organization and share some of this good information. Let's take a break.
You're listening to Save Our Black Boys with Jacqueline Galloway Blake.
Welcome back, listeners. Our guest is Stephanie Baker, the deputy superintendent for Pomona Unified School District here in California. And I had the privilege last week of attending the school board meeting for this school district. And I was so impressed with the student success report. 41 schools,
23,000.
23,000 students. Listen to this.
Declining enrollment like all of California.
Okay.
So we keep losing students.
Where are the Californians going?
They must be going to where your listeners are.
To Michigan?
Right.
Okay. Where we're broadcast.
It's a little too hot here.
Okay. So listen to this, listeners. Over the past 5 years, this is the Pomona Unified School District, and we're doing a shout out to them and their team for this phenomenal success. Over the past 5 years, their graduation rates have increased from 79.1% to 87.6%. Isn't that phenomenal? Listener, do you know what the graduation rate is for your school district? If you do not, you can
find out by going onto the website, either on the district's website, or again, the fastest way is just to Google and it will come up. If you're at a high school, you can also, certainly your school should know what their graduation rate is on an annual basis.
Okay. So parents, this information is available to you. Find out.
And what's important to find out is not just the rate for all students, but Save Our Black Boys, it's about finding out that rate because that data is always broken down by student groups. And so you should be able to find out that information for your African-American student group, for your Latino student group, for your special ed student group, for your socioeconomically disadvantaged, for your English learners. That data is broken down by student group. Thank you. So we're going to give a free book on parenting African-American children. Listeners, we love giving away books because literacy is so important and a key to student success. So just go to our website after this broadcast is over, saveourblackboys.net. Go to the Contact Us page and answer this two questions. Where do you go to find out the suspension rate and the graduation rate for your school district? Question number one, where do you go to find that information? And question number two, I want you to find that information. And if you can, question number two, tell me the name of your school district, what city and state you're located, and tell us on the SaveOurBlackBoys.net contact us form, tell us what is the graduation rate for African-American boys at your school district. Tell us your name, your address, and we're going to mail you a free book about parenting African-American children. Tell us the graduation rate and the suspension rate. Would that be available, suspension rate for African-American boys?
Yes.
Okay. So that should be available. So that's how you can earn this free book. And everyone who answers those two questions will receive a free book about parenting African-American children. Now, Ms. Baker, you talked about that parent council that all schools that accept federal funds and
It's called the school site council that must include a certain percentage of parents and a certain percentage of teachers and students.
Thank you. So that's another question the parent could go to the school and ask, do we have a school site council?
I hope they would not be asking, do we have one?
They should be asking, when do they meet?
Exactly. They should be asking, when do they meet? How can I be? Now, note that these are elected positions, parents and teachers. All members of the school site council are elected by their peers. So parents elect parents, teachers elect teachers, and so on, to be a part of the school site council. However, if you're not a member of the school site council, you can still attend a school site council meeting. You just cannot vote.
Okay, so ask about when the school site council meets, and this is the parent groups that have an impact on what's happening in the child school and decisions that are being made.
Exactly, decisions that should be made based on the data, because those decisions also influence how the school spends its funds.
Now, Ms. Baker, our time is running out, but if a listener wanted to invite you to their organization to speak more about school success, or if they want to recommend you to come and speak to their child's educators, the teachers, for a workshop, a presentation. I heard you're with an educational consulting service.
Brown Sugar and Spice, books and educational services. That is correct.
We can contact you, Ms. Baker.
Yes, you can contact me through Brown Sugar and Spice Books and Educational Services.
Okay, and that email is info@brownssbooks.com if you'd like to learn more about how to make Ms. Baker available to your community. Contact her through Brown Sugar and Spice Books and Educational Services, info@brownssbooks.com, or you can call 734-716-0213. Any parting words? And thank you so much for being our guest today.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I'm sorry that we didn't have enough time to go deeper into some of the things that parents can do for graduation rates and for suspension. But I think the most important thing is parents. There are four or five P's that guide my work. And one of those P's is parents. Get involved. You can ask questions. And schools are concerned sometimes when parents ask questions. If we're too, here's another P word, pushy. But it is not just a privilege for us to engage on behalf of our children. We should have the principles and the moral obligation that says that as parents, as educators, we're going to partner to ensure that our students are successful. So exercise your rights in support of your child and be a partner. Be a partner with schools. Join with them to ensure that together, collaborating in agreement, we can make decisions and move the needle on the graduation rates increasing for our children of color, especially our Black boys, and decreasing those suspensions and expulsions. They can spend time in classrooms with quality teachers doing quality things so they can be college and career, not just ready, but successful. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been our pleasure.
You have been listening to the Save Our Black Boys radio program with your host, Jacqueline Galloway Blake. Save Our Black Boys is a radio program dedicated to educating, enlightening, and empowering parents to embrace lifestyle changes in the home that support success for African American boys in the school.